Happy Tuesday out there, Team 42. It's your skipper here, Darius Delta, presenting our macro minute for Tuesday, June 16th, 2026. As always, we'll start with the executive summary from today's leadoff morning note. So let's dive right in. Today's key macro question is, when should investors care about the circular financing aspects of AI? The short answer is concerns regarding the circular financing aspects of the AI theme are simply mistimed if global liquidity is expanding. Investors should table these concerns until the global liquidity cycle inflects into a downtrend, which would likely be roughly coincident with the phase transition to a risk-off market regime. In terms of analytical nuance, the latest discussion regarding the circular financing aspects of the AI theme comes amid NVIDIA selling $25 billion of high-grade bonds. Orders were massively oversubscribed at $85 billion, lifting NVIDIA's first sale since 2021 from a $20 billion target. A key AI supplier, NVIDIA resides at the center of the circular financing debate with a $5 billion Intel stake and investments of $10 billion and $30 billion in Anthropic and OpenAI's latest funding rounds. Alphabet bought a stake in SpaceX in 2015, yielding many billions in paper gains on only a $900 million outlay. Alphabet and Amazon hold significant Anthropic exposure, and Microsoft owns 27% of OpenAI, a stake currently worth $228 billion. Anthropic's valuation jumped to nearly $1 trillion implies a notable earnings windfall for NVIDIA, Alphabet, and Amazon. Elsewhere in Japan, the Bank of Japan hiked its benchmark policy rate to the highest level in 31 years and signaled further hikes ahead. In China, despite ample scope to continue supplying liquidity from persistent below trend and well below target inflation, the PBOC has shrunk its balance sheet for the second consecutive month on a three-month annualized basis. The current 13% decline represents the sharpest contraction among major central banks. The ECB is down 4%, the Bank of Japan down 11%, Swiss National Bank up 1%, Bank of England unchanged, and the Fed up 5%. The contraction in the PBOC's balance sheet is causing Chinese liquidity to decelerate. Still, China's current plus 8% three-month annualized growth rate represents the fastest rate of liquidity expansion among the major liquidity supplying economies. The ECB is down 5%, Japan's down 9%, Switzerland's down 3%, the UK is up 2%, and the US is up 7%. The deceleration in the rate of Chinese liquidity expansion is causing global liquidity to slow as well. The current three-month annualized growth rate of 3% represents the slowest rate of global liquidity expansion since November of 2025. Worse, key leading indicators of global liquidity currently signal a peaking uptrend over the medium term, according to the 42 macro global liquidity model. This implies the current risk-on market regime will run out of steam if the Fed chooses to not look through accelerating above target inflation. So as always, we'll wrap up with a question from our community. This one's titled, "There are AI stocks in the bonds." It says, "Bridgewater folks like to say they are bonds in the stocks. There are bonds in the stocks. Well, this fascinating Torsten Slack slide from Apollo shows there are now AI stocks in the bonds." So blowing this up here, we have, if you look at investment grade issuance year to date, according to Apollo, 49% of that is AI. Venture capital, 87% of venture capital fundraising is AI year to date, and 38% of high yield fundraising year to date is AI. So this is highly supportive of one of our core research views, which is that the AI CapEx bubble is likely to conclude in a secular bear market. CapEx bubbles historically here in the U.S. economy have always concluded in secular bear markets. When you cite the railroad CapEx bubble, the consumer durable goods CapEx bubble, namely autos in the 1920s, and then the internet technology CapEx bubble that we saw in the 1990s. And so there's a lot of reasons from the perspective of the frequentist probability on that, but also from a Bayesian standpoint, if you think about the fraying geopolitical world order, the fraying domestic political world order, the likelihood that we see, significant wealth redistributive policies, trust busting, et cetera, in the coming years here in the US are all things that are going to contribute to what we believe is likely to be a secular bear market on the other side of this AI bubble. But if we do pull back and have a correction this summer, investors need to be aware that that's probably not the end of the game. That's probably not the end of the rainbow. There's probably more, there is likely to be more upside ahead in the context of our paradigm C theme into 2027. However, I think when you look into 2028 and beyond, that's when you have to get very concerned about a potential secular bear market. So this data point is very much in support of that thesis, given that everybody's going to have one position on in their portfolio. And when they go to book gains, there'll be nobody on the other side of the trade. So we'll wrap it up there. Terry Studd here presenting our macro minute for Tuesday, June 16th, 2026. Best of luck out there today. We'll catch you back here tomorrow. Cheers.
Disclaimer, 42 Macro does not provide, and no portion of our content purports to be, individualized or specific investment advice, and 42 Macro does not provide investment advice to individuals. All information provided by 42 Macro is general in nature and is made without regard to individual levels of sophistication or investment experience, investment preferences, objectives or risk parameters, and without regard to the suitability of the content for individuals or entities who may access it. No information provided by 42 Macro should be construed as an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any security or investment vehicle, nor should it be construed as tailored or specific to you or consumer thereof. You understand and agree that our content does not constitute specific recommendations of any particular investment, security, portfolio, transaction, or strategy, nor does it recommend any specific course of action is suitable for any specific person or entity or group of persons or entities. At any point in time, the employees of 42 Macro may own a portion of or all the ETF securities discussed in 42 Macro Research content. 42 Macro Research content is based upon information from sources believed to be reliable. 42 Macro is not responsible for errors, inaccuracies, or omissions of information, nor is it responsible for the accuracy or authenticity of the information upon which it relies.